It's Monday, March the 9th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Believin'.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world.
In the world.
Now, you know, a little bit of correction, first of all. Even though I said it's Monday, we record on Sunday, and today is International Women's Day, so happy International Women's Day to all the fantastic women's.
W-E-M-E-Z.
There we go. I hope, I mean, if you... I'd be surprised if there's a women's that listens to this podcast.
Women's. I do like the, you know that song Dance by Justice? They had a shirt that said women's on it.
Did they really?
Yeah, it says women's.
Huh.
Yeah.
I want like half the shirts in that music video.
I know, me too. Hmm. But yeah, happy, you know,
Women's Day.
Women's Day.
Yeah, happy Women's Day. Also, a couple little backtracks and corrections from last week's episode. Last week we talked about Power Rangers. And Blaven brought up the Red Ranger criminal act that happened. So there's a bit more backstory. I feel like we should cover this.
No, whatever, man. He's a monster. What a monster. He just stabbed
that
guy.
out of defense.
Because really?
His roommate was psycho.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is he, like, is he good? Like, is he...
You know what? I should have checked up and did a bit more research on the actual outcome, but... it was actually a commenter on YouTuber who spelled it out for me.
Oh, very cool.
Thank you to you who gave us that extra information. It was always nice to know the other side of the story or the truth, as opposed to what Anthony's looking.
What?
I don't know.
So
I always tell the truth.
A correction.
100% truth over here.
A correction from me is that the girl from what is it? From Whiplash.
Mm.
Apparently, she's in Glee.
Okay.
I forget her name in Glee, though, but she's in Glee.
Okay, because I think I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, finally, before we hit the record button, I posted on Facebooks, like literally 5 minutes ago, that we'd be recording, and anybody who wanted a shout-out would get one if they responded back. Blaven, can you please read out any shout-outs we got?
Well, basically the only one we got was from @misplacedginger, and he said that he's our biggest fan. He wants a shout-out. Shout out to you for... Thank you for being our biggest fan.
Yep. Follow... Don't follow at @misplacedginger.
Please don't.
I feel like there's some tension between you guys and @misplacedginger.
No, Derek's cool. I like Derek.
Oh, so you know this character.
Yeah, I know.
We do.
Oh, okay. You don't count then.
That's funny.
But he actually listens. That's the thing.
I don't care.
He helps our viewer count go up by one.
Maybe.
Every week.
Maybe. That's true. So I'll try to remember to do this more often. If you want a shout out on the show, I'll try to remember to post this before we record.
Mm-hmm.
And in future episodes, if you want to just scream anything, we will read out anything you write.
We will say your name to our tens of hundreds of fans.
Exactly. Along with any associated message you put there.
Yep.
Cannot be racist. Cannot be.
No. I'm opening the floodgates. Anything you write, Blaven will read.
What? No. That is not fair. I didn't even agree to this. Yo, way to catch me in the blind side. Oh, that's funny. Well, thank you.
That's funny.
No problem. So, guys, superheroes.
Superheroes.
A couple of superhero announcements happened this week.
Did they?
I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was a picture of CBS's Supergirl.
Yeah, I saw that. It looked hella fake.
I thought it was just some girl dressing up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Only she had the DC desaturated filter on.
Yeah.
Did you see this, Anthony?
No.
Well, there's going to be a Supergirl show, and a couple pictures of her were finally released.
I always forget. Is Supergirl the one with the hole in her chest?
No, that's Power Girl.
That's Power Girl, okay.
All right. Supergirl looks like Superman.
Just as a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much, in a skirt.
Got it.
You know what? She actually looks like Sailor Moon.
Kind of.
Blonde.
Okay, wait, maybe just the waist down.
Yeah. I don't know. Is she a no-name or what?
She's a no-name. Okay. The actress, you mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's a cutie patootie, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I think she's from... She must be from one of those, like, family TV CW shows beforehand, before she got this role.
Of course, right? I'm sure a YouTuber will correct this.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I love it when the YouTubers correct us.
That's what we rely on now. Like, yeah. We're not going to fact check ourselves.
Exactly. Why source that information when others are more willing to do it for us?
We can just spout nonsense.
Uh-huh. No, but real superhero news. The Avengers third Avengers trailer came out.
Avengers the third?
Yeah.
The Avengers 2 third trailer came out.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool.
I when was this even released?
Sometime this week.
Was it like in a panel? Like what was it in?
No. Oh, you know what? I believe it was Tuesday morning. The Marvel Twitter account said, "Hey guys, if you retweet or tweet something with the hashtag Avengers Assemble, and it gets to like 100,000, we'll unlock a trailer
for you." Okay. Cool.
And they're like, "You did!" And they're like, an hour later, they're like, "You did it!
Congratulations!"
It's like, "Thanks, guys.
Here's this trailer we were always gonna push today." Thanks for playing our fun game.
Can you imagine they didn't release the trailer? It's like, you guys didn't do it enough.
We only got to 98,000. I don't know what you want.
Then they would just be like, Hydra happened.
That's funny.
Hydra stole the tape.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so this trailer was cool. Showed more stuff. The only thing that I was looking out for was, because before I saw the trailer, I heard that there was a new scene that showed Iron Man's new suit. And I'm always curious to see what his new suit looks
Man,
like.
Man, I don't know how you can tell the different suits. They look the same to me.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. I actually.
Other than they're red and gold?
Yeah. Is this like the Mark 6 or something?
No. This is the Mark 45.
Oh, you just went straight out. Just like, whatever, all these numbers.
Did you guys forget Iron Man 3?
I remember that he stole a poncho from an Indian.
Oh, God.
Do you not remember the ending of Iron Man 3?
Yeah, like a million.
When he had 40 Iron Man suits?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And then Gwyneth Paltrow became a killer?
She became Rescue. Ugh.
That movie was crazy.
I just remember he stole a poncho from an Indian statue.
I can't remember that.
Yeah, he turned into James Bond.
Yeah, he'd be on the run with his suit of armor.
I want to watch Iron Man 3 again.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's all I got to say. I saw the new suit's only in there for like 2 seconds at most. And I'm into it.
What I'm more into is the fact that they showed more of Scarlet Witch and Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's kicking Captain America's face.
Which, I mean, I don't agree that he should do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's actually punching his face? Oh.
No, not even that. Nobody should harm my baby.
My baby.
My bae. My bae.
You know, speaking of
Michael Bay,
Chris Evans.
What, remember, did he do something awesome?
No. Yeah, of course. But remember that Super Bowl bet where they had to go to the hospital?
Yes.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt showed up as casual Chris Pratt.
Oh, that makes me angry.
But Evan showed up in the full gear.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. So he's wearing the Age of Ultron 2 cap suit with the shield. He put the shield on the sick kid in the bed,
and it killed him.
And the kid's like, he smiled and took the picture.
And the kid's like,
yeah. My weak bones.
And it's like, I mean, that's cool. But I think you might be harming.
He's got chronic boneitis.
That's insane. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm like, come on,
Pratt. Star-Lord.
You couldn't dress up. Dude just wearing his flannel and his baseball cap. I'm like, come on.
Come on.
Lost the bet and still got upshowed.
Yeah, jeez.
Oh, man.
Whatever. He's married to Anna Faris. He can do whatever he wants.
Chris Evans is my fave.
You into Anna Faris or something?
She's hot.
No. Anyways, the parody Avengers trailer came out too this week.
Which is actually a trailer for something else.
Which is actually a trailer for season 6 of Community on Yahoo Screen.
Which still is non-existent.
And that's why I feel totally comfortable promoting it.
Because we don't know where it is.
Yeah.
Or what it does.
I don't know if it's just some sort of magical app.
Is it online only? Like, can I have to log into a PC to use this?
I know. Is it a new interface competitor to the iPhone?
Is it a YouTube channel?
Is it even on the internet? Do I have to go scroll through VHS?
You gotta go to the library.
Oh, could you imagine?
It's a show on tape.
Yo, speaking of tape, did you guys hear about that sweet new cassette tape Sony made? Or what? Something? It's like a cassette tape that can hold like terabytes of info.
Oh, yeah. They
the had Walkman.
That. Yeah. Not the Walkman, no, it's just actual cassette tape.
It's not meant for like iPod use. Oh, it's meant for like, you want to store all of
Yeah,
like,
it's permanent. It's permanent data storage, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't rewrite it?
I don't know.
I don't think so. No, but because it's on film, it lasts longer than any sort of digital or.
Can you imagine though? That. It's like, what song are you on? 9,854. When's Katy Perry's one? 9,828. Oh man, I passed that a long songs ago. I
missed it.
Did you imagine rewind that? Yeah, it's insane.
You get a little dime and you put it in the thing when the tape gets loose.
But yeah, no, so Community season 6, I love Community. This is it. Season 6, then a movie. Let's hope. Cross our fingers.
It's good. That's going to be on like those like one of those like show me things.
Yeah.
At that point.
It doesn't matter. If they make the movie, they make the movie. what I like about this trailer is they've stopped... When they were still under NBC, they were trying to appeal to a bigger audience to get more ratings.
Yeah.
But now they're on Yahoo. I don't think they really care.
They're like, we're not getting ratings anyways.
So this trailer is just inside jokes to just the fan base now.
Okay.
Like, they're not trying to get any more viewers. They're like, this is what we want to do. You either are into it or you're not. And it looks fun. It's kind of sad to see that the Greendale 7 is the Greendale 4.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then there's a new person who's going to be there for like one season. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That new girl who's supposed to replace Shirley? Mm-hmm. Is she only there going to be there for that one season then?
I'm assuming this is the final
season. Was that Keith David?
The black guy?
Yeah.
I think that's his name.
Because Keith David was in Saints Row, and he played Keith David.
Yeah, he's a very popular voice actor.
Okay.
He was also, what's his face in Mass Effect? Your commander.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The guy you report to.
Okay, so in Saints Row 1, Keith David played a guy named Julius.
Yes.
Right, and he was the main antagonist. Then in Saints Row 4, he played himself. So it was just Keith David modeled, and Keith David was your partner.
Wow.
And so they keep making references back to how he sounds like Julius, and how they sound the same.
Wow.
And like really deep cut references.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
But yeah, no, so this airs March 17th. I believe that's a little over a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
Or by the time you're hearing this.
So if someone finds what the hell Yahoo Screened is, like, totally send us an email.
Yeah, I want to know.
We actually legitimately don't know.
Because you know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm part of the problem. Community failed because I pirated it. But they're saying, their motto is, it's the same like you were doing before, only now it's legal. Thing is, I don't know where this legal solution is.
Yeah, it doesn't exist, apparently.
I could Google it, but... I'd be caught in a loophole, like a never-ending data dump.
Get a virus.
Mm. Anyways, Blavin, pick of the week.
My pick of the week comes out of Magic the Gathering. They just had the PAX East. So they announced a bunch of new things. So this is the last core set that's coming up, and I did mention to you guys that it's going to be about 5 core planeswalkers. So they released how they're going to have these planeswalkers. They're all flip cards, meaning they're both double-sided.
Yeah.
So the one side is a creature for their pre-spark form, and then the other side is their planeswalker form.
Okay.
So the one that they released is Liliana. She's the black planeswalker. It's one black for a 2/3. And whenever a non-token creature dies that you control, you can bring her back flipped over. And then you get a zombie. And her abilities are, you can make each of you discard a card. You can reanimate something from your graveyard. Or whenever anything dies, it comes back to your side of the field. Permanently.
I guess that's like an emblem?
That's her ulti, yeah.
Yeah.
But the biggest announcement that they made is that the next set is going to be called the Battle for Zendikar, meaning that we're going back to the plane that had the Eldrazi, which were all the colorless dudes who have like...
the Eldrazi.
Yeah, so who are all colorless, which we should have seen coming because the three people who show up in the dragon's block is the Spirit Dragon, the colorless dragon Ugin, Sorin, and they were...
Sorin,
the vampire lord. Okay. They were part of the people who originally sealed the Eldrazi. So now they're going back there, and we're expecting a lot of cool stuff. So the biggest thing about Zendikar is that they had a lot... It was the adventures set. So there was, like, allies, like, you know, traps, landfall, you know, land coming into play. You get effects for that. So it's going to be overall a fun set. But it's also going to be one of the first 2-set blocks, so big and small. And then that's it. That's the new rotation type, so...
New Eldrazi.
Yeah, hopefully there'll be Eldrazi, so.
I'm sure you guys say Eldrazi. All I keep thinking is, like, Irvgardi.
But,
man, they have Annihilator.
The spoiler sister now for the dragon set is just insane. It's just all dragons.
It's people are like, we can just make dragon decks.
Yeah, period. It's just all dragons. It's kind of crazy.
Sounds awesome. I'm into it.
Yeah, there's like a bicolor mythic cycle, a bicolor rare, a monocolor rare. Uncommon bicolor, uncommon monocolor. Man. That's already like 20 dragons. 5 of each.
It's dragons.
Yeah, it's a lot of dragons. So, yeah. Lots of dudes.
People in the casual circuit were...
They're going crazy?
Yeah, they're just like, we can make just like... 5-color EDH dragon decks.
Yeah, all the dragon lovers are just like frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. I'm into it.
I mean, from a competitive standpoint.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, it looks fun. So I can't wait to play it. It'll come out in a couple of weeks. So you'll hear about it more then.
Oh, cool. Anthony, I've noticed you weren't here last week.
Mm-hmm. So, how was it hanging out with your real friends?
Oh, I got stuff. Hold on, it's upstairs. I'll be right back.
Well,
you guys can talk shit about me.
What is he talking about? That was so rude.
He just fucking dipped.
Yo, what is this blasphemy?
So, last week, he decides to not show up. This week, he ditches mid-recording.
Yeah, he decides to just open the door and... What a biested.
What a fucking guy.
What are you doing?
Hold on. So, when I was out, not at the podcast, I went to this place in Scarborough?
Oh, is it called Pacific Mall?
The Cold Pacific Mall. And I got some candy.
Gross.
So we're gonna eat some candy. So the first one is called Super Lemon.
You want to do this now? Or you...
Yeah. Okay. So I got one for each of us. So we're all gonna eat at the same time.
Oh, very cool.
If I don't like it, you're fired.
Yeah, that's fine. It's crazy. Just eat it. So this one is just a hard candy.
Super Lemon.
They also have ones called Super Cola and Super Soda.
Is this a Japanese thing?
Yeah. I think it's Japanese or Chinese. I forget.
Right, why does it look like a ball of cocaine?
Because it looks like a ball of cocaine. Right, and it's like ready? Clear yellow in the middle.
Three, two, one.
Whoa!
Mmm!
I like this.
That was sour.
Mm-hmm.
To the lip.
Is it continuously sour?
No. It's sour on the outside. It's sour immediately. And then it gets more like a regular lemon candy.
Okay.
I like it.
It's like a warhead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I had Milky before. I can't do this.
And then we have Milky.
Milky.
Well, you don't like these? Right?
No, I like them. Oh, okay. Just, I love them. That's why you can't,
I'm going to give you one and then not give you any more.
Shouldn't you give us the Milky first?
No, this one like lasts way longer. It's like a...
Okay, we'll do this at the end of the
Yeah, we'll do this at the end then. But I got another one called Milky. And by the pack, like...
It's
I just like the packaging.
What, the girl with the...
Yeah, she's like, this looks good. Like, if this girl thinks it looks good, then...
What's funny is that, like...
That packaging is from, the 70s.
Yeah!
What's funny is that to you, this is new. To me, I grew up with this.
Oh, okay.
It's weird, right?
So I just bought this, because, one person I follow, James Milky, he used to be part of EGM and stuff. He had this as a profile picture.
Of course
I'm like, what the hell is that? Right?
Yeah.
And then my other friend was like, yo, dad just bought me a whole bunch of this candy. And she had like a bunch on a table. And I'm like, okay, this has got to be some kind of good. So
sure.
It was at the place and then I got it. But we'll do that at the end.
Okay. So yeah. Your picks of the week.
So my picks of the week.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And then so... It's PAX and GDC happened. So Blavin mentioned that PAX happened with Magic.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And also the Game Developers Conference happened. So a bunch of stories came out.
A bunch of stuff that doesn't matter.
A bunch of stuff that... It's interesting, but like it's all just up in the air talk because stuff's not releasing.
Okay.
So I'll get through the boring ones first. PlayStation 4 and Valve both came out with their VR headsets again. And okay. it seems like they're really pushing their VR headsets to compete with the Oculus Rift. Sony is trying to figure out ways to incorporate the DualShock controller in with the VR, so it's like you don't have to have like a keyboard setup or stuff. You can, if you memorize the controller space, I guess, then you can play it with the VR headset. And then they've also said that like they're not determining cost when developing it. They're only trying to make a quality product.
You know what that means.
It's gonna be expensive.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be the $599 thing all over again. And then Valve came out as saying that they, through different quality tests and stuff that they've done, 0% of people have gotten motion sick when using the Valve VR system, which is a huge thing that was keeping a lot of people off the Oculus and off the Mobius and stuff like... Or is it Mobius or...
Morpheus,
okay. Off of stuff like that. So that's pretty cool to hear. Valve is also releasing their Source 2 engine for free to developers, which is kind of crazy news because also Unreal Engine started doing a thing where they're releasing their engine out to developers for free.
Yeah.
But if you make over a certain amount of revenue, then they get a cut.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So like if you want to mess around as a developer with these engines, like you're going to be able to get professional quality type stuff, and it's really going to help push a lot of games, or just people who want to make games in general. Like, you're not just stuck using Game Maker or something. Also out of it, Mega 64 came out with a new video. Has the Final Fantasy creator Sakaguchi on it. I thought it was pretty funny. It's him making... He wants to make his final game so he can pursue his long-awaited hip-hop career. And so he makes his Final Fantasy. And then it's just a joke video about how he keeps making these hits.
Wow.
it's pretty... You gotta watch it. It's pretty funny. Witcher 3 had more gameplay.
I'm sure it did.
That game looks really awesome. Had a 7-minute hunting demo. It's a new demo from the one they showed.
I've been keeping light tabs on this game, and from everything I've been reading, it sounds like this game could be either great or horrible.
Yeah, it's it's gonna be very polarizing. They showed a lot of cool rune combat too. They had one where he would throw down a rune and made a circle around him, and it slowed down time for the enemies within the rune, so you lure wild beasts into it because they're dumb and they'll just run into it. That was pretty cool. One of the big announcement for me was Rock Band 4 got announced. So Harmonix is getting back in the rhythm game genre. And they're going to release Rock Band 4, I believe, so far only for PS4 and Xbox One. I can't remember if it's coming for PS3 or the previous gen stuff.
I think it'd be dumb if it didn't.
Yeah, it's true. But the thing is, they are trying to work... So they're going to make new instruments because they have a partnership with Mad Catz now because they're not with Viacom and MTV. And they're trying to make ways to actually use your old instruments on new stuff. So I don't know if they'll go as far back as my Rock Band 1 drums will work on my PS4, but maybe the Rock Band 2 drums will work. So if you have some stuff, you won't have to buy all new instruments again. And also... Their goal is for 95% of all the DLC content they've released to transfer over into your stuff. And that's not just DLC. That's stuff you've paid to get off your disc. So you could, before you could pay to get Rock Band 1, 2 Lego songs off the disc and onto your system. So you could play it on Rock Band 3. So they're going to transfer all that stuff over too. So if you already have a huge library, you have an instant library in Rock Band 4, which is pretty sweet.
Blaven, you excited for this?
I didn't hear it because I was watching this. You mentioned something. Witcher 3, and then it reminded me of Bloodborne. Is this game Dark Souls?
Yeah,
it's made by the same guys.
Oh my god. Gun. Where was I?
We've been talking about this for the past couple of months.
So where was I?
Here. On your phone.
I'm awesome.
Probably watching Magic.
Also, you don't heal in that game.
What?
Yeah, you heal by attacking enemies. And when you attack, you get soaked in their blood and you heal.
And it looks like it's Victorian times-ish?
Kinda.
Yeah.
I think it looks kind of the same to me as Dark Souls.
Looks cool. It's so far they've only really shown cityscapes and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
But let's get back on track. Yeah. How do you feel about Rock Band 4?
Oh, I saw this actually. I did see this. I thought about you instantly. And no, I'm not going to play for you.
It's because
wow. Guess what? I'm not either.
I'm a part of this weird, this very, niche high score subset of that game.
Oh, yeah. You're that guy.
Where it's I'll play this song over and over again until I can get, I have a couple, I have one. Now I rechecked my high scores. Someone beat me on a couple, but I had the number one scores on PS3 for.
Isn't a couple there a maximum songs. You can get to though?
There is a maximum. So to max out your score, you also have to use your overdrive in certain routes, so that when it ends, then you go into overdrive notes, and then you get it immediately again.
Yeah, there's an efficient route to get a maximum.
Yeah, you
got to
optimize your track layout.
I do wonder how well this will sell.
I do too.
I don't think I think it's going to be a financial disaster.
You think it's going to ruin the company?
Yeah.
I mean...
I think Harmonix is going to close up shop after this.
Do people even like this kind of stuff now?
A lot of people still... I've always...
Younger people, though.
I don't think so. I don't think there's enough mainstream audience to do it anymore. It was a product of its time.
They've apparently, done a bunch of, research and surveys.
5 years ago?
Yeah, the world's moving fast.
Yeah.
It's nuts. But, apparently they've done a lot of research, and they've, come to the conclusion that people want a new one. And by partnering with Mad Catz and not developing hardware on their own, they're really taking out a lot of the cost, and having all that stuff carried over really helps them too. It's more of a value proposition than anything.
But that's assuming you have that.
That's assuming you have all that. That's assuming.
I don't know anybody, maybe except for you, who still has the Rock Band stuff.
You know some people who are trying to sell Rock Band 2 drum kits.
Hmm?
You know any people that are trying to sell Rock Band 2 drum kits?
Years ago,
man.
Yeah.
I sold mine.
What? You had Rock Band?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, man, that's all we did. And then we said, man, I hope we don't have another friend who wants to play this in the future.
He sold it?
Yep. Pretty much.
That's not what happened. You know what, they gotta bring back DDR.
Shut up.
I was playing In the Groove 2 at P-Mall.
That's, In the Groove sucks.
Whatever.
Is that the one with the corners?
No, that's still up, down, left, right. But it's got, like, bombs in it, and, like, you can, like, if you step on a bomb...
Is Into the Groove the one where, like, it forces you to get down so that you can hit all four panels?
I don't... Maybe on harder difficulties. I never had to do that.
I think that's the one that's the corner ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was in the drive-in in our city.
But they got rid of... They've whited up that arcade a lot. Like, it's just all ticket games and, like,
yeah.
Doodle Jump
arcade games. I heard that place is, like, kind of not so bueno anymore.
No, it's all makeup, clothing, and candy stores.
Is a card store still there?
No, that moved to J-Town.
There's a J-Town?
Yeah, there's a J-Town. It's, like, a really small thing. And, like, the whole... It's, like, a town, literally. And, the town closes at a certain time. Like, all this... It's almost like a...
Do they still have that massive Korean barbecue place? The one next door?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We went to some Japanese place
that was... Oh, isn't there a place that sells Gundam model kits there?
They moved to J-Town, too, I think.
Yo!
We couldn't find it.
Those were literally the only places I go to.
Yeah. We couldn't find it, so...
Pacific Mall's always been...
Iffy?
No, its focus has always been... like traditional mall.
Yeah, true.
For, like, just for the Chinese subset.
Yeah. Got a lot of like really badly translated items there.
Yeah.
Like there were some bookends with a bear on it and some musical notes, and it said beer music instead of bear music. And I'm just like, all right, this is fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen, I have to live with that every day. I mean, my tissue holder says happy dog for some reason.
It's your happy dog.
Happy dog.
The happiest of dogs.
All right, Anthony, continue with GDC.
And then the last ones were just a general interest piece for me. One was on how the city of Boston actually prepares for a big convention like PAX East.
Yep.
And it goes through, like, how they have to set up stuff with the cops, how they have to set up stuff with the city. And it's just a really behind-the-scenes look. And then the last one is about preserving video game history. So the guys at Internet Archive, the ones who I mentioned, brought out a bunch of free DOS games because they could. And you can play them all for free on their website.
Yes.
They were talking about how, going forward, they want to preserve... video games, and they accept donations from people, and also things they kind of want to preserve, like almost like historical figures, like the programmer for one of the first video games ever made is still alive, but he's going to be dead right, eventually. And how do you preserve people? You can't. So like they're figuring out ways to like historically preserve programmers or code itself and stuff like that efficiently. I guess
I was going to say you need to preserve code.
Well, it's. Like, because you can recreate the game, but, like, it won't be exact, right? Like, if you can see the interesting ways of how things were coded differently, but came up to the same conclusion.
Are you trying to say, like, you want to preserve this specific programmer's, like...
style.
Yeah. Like, his artistic sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
Well, that's just dumb.
Yeah, with like, getting around, like, copyright laws and stuff. And also how they accept donations, but, like, they're not really worried about preserving things like Pac-Man or Mario, like... People love those things. They're going to be around for a long time. They're more worried about, like, preserving the niche stuff. Like, there's this old Commodore 64 game they mentioned called the Gianna Sisters.
Mm.
That was, like, a notorious knockoff of Mario Bros. 1.
Meh.
And, like, Nintendo ordered, like, a cease and desist to get them off store shelves and stuff. And so just, like, the weird kind of shady Wild West past of video game history.
Mm.
So, but, yeah, all the links will probably be in the YouTube description or somewhere, so you can just check all that out.
Very cool.
It was just a bunch of stories. I just want to move through them.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah.
You didn't have any other highlights?
That's all the ones I wrote down. So.
Okay, before we move on, Nathan Escandor writes in to say, "Sporadically."
No. We have a letter? I didn't expect this.
No, we didn't have a letter. We don't have a letter.
Okay.
Oh, we got a. Shout out.
Yeah, Twitter. He wanted a shout out, so we give him a shout out. Nathan, I'm glad you listen sporadically.
I'm glad he's truthful about it. Like, once in a while.
What?
Like, once he's listening sporadically, he didn't, like, fake it and be like, oh, it wasn't every week, I'm the best. He was truthful about it, and I accept that truthfulness.
Okay, sure. Alright. Okay. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, sure.
Weeks?
Where are we now?
Weeks.
Yeah, that's what we do here.
Yo, I can't wait to talk about mine.
You want
to
talk about it now?
I played a new game.
So tell me about it.
Wait, yo. Like a video game?
Yeah, man.
What?
Yo, I played this sick game called Project Steam. I'm being serious.
Wait, the demo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have you played this?
I was like, is that game out yet?
Have you played it?
No, I haven't.
Have you played it? Have you guys heard about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hyped about it.
Are you actually?
It's from the makers of Fire Emblem.
Yeah, it's not that good.
What?
Okay.
So the biggest problem that I thought it was me being picky, but everybody else has it, is on your opponent's turn, they do nothing, but it takes them forever to do nothing.
Oh! I heard that was a huge issue.
Okay.
You played it, right? Yeah.
Like, their AI takes a ton of time to think.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, and you can't see me. Yeah, you can't see me. I know this. And it's just like, enemy turn. I'm just like, I eat like a piece of candy, you come back, it's like, player turn, I'm like, ah! And then you move, you shoot, opponent turn! I'm like, damn it! Okay, granted, I only had one character at the time, and I think you get more, but at the same time,
I'm pretty sure you do.
But the disparity between their turn and your turn is massive. Mm. But overall, it's pretty fun. If that issue is addressed, that'd be pretty cool. So the game, it plays basically, you're in London, and it's steampunk.
Yeah.
And there are historical figures that help you fight against aliens.
Yeah.
One of the major ones is Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
He's in a ship. Mm. The Cowardly Lion is one of your guys. Tiger Lily from Peter Pan. Tom Sawyer. John Henry Irons. It plays just like Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have steam. That's your movement points. And then for 3 steam, you can shoot or go into Overwatch mode. And when they come past you, you shoot. And it's even the over-the-shoulder angle of Valkyria Chronicles,
too. Wow.
So, yeah, it's really, really well done. It looks really cool on the 3DS. It's, like, all comic book style. You can use your amiibos in the new ones to bring in Marth, Ike, Lucina. That's how I saw it because it was playing at my work, like, the trailer for it. And I'm like, is there a new Power Emblem game? Why is it called Project Steam? I'm like, I was trying to piece together the acronym to try and figure out, like, what
Fire Emblem. How does it relate to Fire Emblem?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it looks really, really cool. I had a lot of fun playing it. I haven't gone through the whole demo. I have 29 uses left. So I still have quite a few ways to go.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I hope in the options there's a way to speed up enemy turns.
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, that's just them. That's
just the AI going at it.
Yeah, for me to think about it, that actually is pretty... I bet that actually is like a big deal.
What?
Maybe on a portable system to have like your AI do lots of things. I mean, it's pretty complicated what it has to do, right? So...
Mm.
Like getting positions.
Did like Advance Wars have that problem?
No.
No, but like the animations were like super fast.
True.
And they were all like 2D.
Yeah, but I don't think like turn off animations. So that they just have to do the calculation, but they don't have to wait there for the.
They don't have to move. But like the animations are like sort of like built. It's not like Super Robot Wars where you can like literally turn off the battle.
No. That's not what I mean. I mean like the moving anime. Like,
or like when
they're running and you're waiting and you're looking at a blank canvas because the enemy's moving.
Because that's what happens in XCOM 2, right?
No, in this one you don't look at a blank canvas.
What are you looking at?
Like, you're looking through your third person view.
Yeah.
At all times.
Yeah.
No. On the enemy's turn, what are you doing?
You're like, looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Am I right? You are, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but the enemy's actually doing stuff.
Yeah, but you can see them moving.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because if you said you were going to switch, you're going to cut that out.
Yeah.
If they go into your line of vision and you're Overwatch, like, how do you know, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, then it would just cut back in.
They do it, right? Because there's the Overwatch mode, right?
I just wish you could speed it up.
Yeah, that would help. But that's what I mean. Like, Overwatch meaning you end your turn with extra steam. If somebody comes in your range, you shoot them.
Yeah. How far did you get into Valkyria Chronicles?
Pretty far.
Because by the end, that game has the same problem.
Yeah, but this one is... They literally aren't, like, at least in Valkyria Chronicles, it goes over and goes thinking.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
Okay.
In here, like, the bar takes forever to fill up. Mm. Even when there's one left.
Okay.
So it's weird.
So it's just that they're,
it's
like...
It's just slow.
They're trying to take...
It's just slow because I believe it's an portable system. Okay. That's what I think it is. All right. Yeah. But yeah, no, it looks really good. It actually looks really fun. But because I'm already used to RTSs, I think I can deal with this. Yeah. It looks like a lot of fun.
No, it looks like fun. That was like the same
Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah.
You're missing out. Yeah. Apparently. Stuff looks really good.
It's very good.
The PC version is super popular.
Yeah. But yeah, that's been my biggest new addition to this week.
Cool.
Other than that, I've been just watching Build Fighters and play Monster Hunter. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sweet.
Cool. You'll see for my week. Go check it out. Get this. Just before this show started, yeah. I went to Toys R Us, mm-hmm. bought a Lego set.
What?
Bought the Formula One Ferrari F14 set.
I think you're done collecting toys. I think you're just
going to collect Legos for now. Whoa. I was so happy to find it. Anyways, that's it. What I actually did with my week was... Oh, I watched the... I finally got to the finale for Star Wars Rebels Season 1. Mm-hmm. I have never liked Star Wars as much as I like Star Wars right at this moment. That show is great. You all should watch it.
It's television. I probably won't watch it.
You probably won't. But for those prospective listeners who are like, Star Wars or whatever. Star Wars Rebels is good.
Okay.
I recommend it. 13 episodes, 20 minutes each. Should get through that in what? Like 3 hours?
If they're crazy like you. They just watch it all at once.
I'm just saying. Usually, you don't have to do it once, but if you have an afternoon, you have a snow day, go for it. And then I watched this other anime called Shirobako. And it's one of those slice-of-life animes that take place in the anime production studio. So they're making anime.
Okay.
Okay. Pretty standard stuff. The reason I'm watching this is that... Because I really like the setting. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with high school.
You should watch Bakuman.
Like, it has nothing to do with high school. And it, yeah, I know, I probably should watch Bakuman. But, yeah, so it takes place, these five girls, and they want to get in the industry, and it talks about their life as they're getting into the industry, and it's the realities of what they want versus what they actually are into.
All right. Where's the hentai like that?
Thanks, Anthony.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like five girls trying to get into the H-game business. And then they're like, we can't model properly unless we see real-life figures.
Oh, my God.
And then they would bang this dude to get data.
I may have read this already.
It was a movie. Unless they had a dotion of it.
Shirobako, anyways, is really great in that it's very real. You know what? Even though it's anime, it is. It might as well not be anime.
It just feels like real life.
It just feels like a real life show. Like a standard drama and standard problems. It's something I'm enjoying, I think. Because I've been watching so much... What do you call it? Anime. Like regular anime.
Yeah.
I use this... This is kind of like my... Oh. It's like the filler. It's the palate cleanser. It's different. I think it's great for people who like... Who are into anime a lot just because it is different. And if anime is your only way you consume... television entertainment, then you'll probably like this because you'll get something else from it. But if you're a newcomer to the anime, I don't think you'll like this.
If you kind of just still want the nuts so crazy.
Yeah, you'll be like, if I want this, why don't I just watch Passions?
Yeah.
Days of Our Lives. Okay, it's not soap opera level, but you get what I'm saying.
It's more real. Like, yeah. I realize that the more manga I've been reading has been more kind of stuff like that, like more based in real life or based on like real life consequences.
And that's because you have years of reading the over the top stuff. Yeah. You're like, I'm just more interested in toned down regular stuff with stuff to say. And yeah, it's fun. It's cool. Not as good as How to Train Your Boy and Girlfriend, but whatever.
Yeah, so speaking of that, one of my coworkers at work is actually. Watching that, too. Yeah. And I didn't want to say anything because I didn't know anything about it, but I was going to be like, Vince watches that show. Must be popular.
Okay.
Thanks. Did you watch that octopus one or whatever? But the boy mermaid?
No.
They're like 3-minute episodes, man.
No.
Get on that.
No. Sorry.
Do it.
But yeah, no. So for my anime recommendations, just watch How to Train Your Boy and Girlfriend. It's great.
You should watch Bakuman.
Maybe.
Okay.
Anthony, what's your week like?
So, I know Blavin mentioned it last week, but I also watched Whiplash.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear what you think about this.
I really, really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
J.K. Simmons' character is a complete fucking prick. And, it's the whole thing of, like, Blavin mentioned, it's, like, this teacher who will do anything to get his students' potential, right?
Yes.
But, like, my opinion on that was he doesn't really care about his students' potential. He just wants good jazz music. And he doesn't matter whose life he makes miserable as long as he gets good jazz music.
Sounds like a right businessman.
It's crazy. And just the final drum solo in that movie was insane. Apparently the actor, like, he did it for real. Like, he had drumming experience in the past, but he had to learn jazz drumming because he only knew, like, rock and roll.
Yeah, jazz drumming's harder, I heard.
Yeah, it's... I heard it's a lot harder. Wow. And but yeah, like he's just he did it all himself. I don't know if like him bleeding from the fingers was real, but yeah. That movie was really good. I really enjoyed that movie.
Sounds good.
I also started reading Shaman King. So
welcome to the party.
Yeah, so I was at...
Welcome to Shaman King.
When I was out, we went to a friend's of a friend's house on the day I didn't record. Uh-huh. And then I was admiring her manga collection. And she's like, oh man, you got Shaman King. I've always wanted to read this. And she's like, yo, you want it? And she gave me 1 to 12 of Shaman King.
Yeah.
So I'm reading Shaman King now.
Wow.
Man, Shaman King's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're super late to this one.
Welcome to like 1995.
Yeah, we were young when we watched this, man.
Yeah,
welcome to 20 years
ago. I remember the beginning.
We like had to predict Anthony's favorites.
Oh, it's easy.
No, okay, wait. Okay, go.
Rio.
Oh,
is I think... the guy with the uh-huh. the pompadour?
Uh-huh. No, oh, fuck.
From the show, he wasn't my favorite.
Okay, I thought it would have been Rio, too.
Okay.
Because, one, he's Boncho. He uses a wooden sword.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's pretty cool like that.
And his dude is a gangster.
Yeah, he's
spirit.
Cool. Yeah, his spirit.
My favorite in the show, the little bit I remember watching from it, was the guy with the snowboard.
That's my second guess. Horo?
Yeah.
Horo.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Oh, yeah.
He had a snowboard.
Yo, my favorite was the guy with the Ayers Rock.
Ayers Rock.
The African-American kid.
I don't remember that.
He had the leopard?
Nope.
Yeah, wow.
I remember there was a guy with... The main guy, there was his rival who had, like, a spear.
No, wait, hold. What are their names? So it's Yo with Amidamaru.
Yo, mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's Ren with... I forget.
And he has... It's, like, all... Like, he has, like, alpha hair. And he has,
yeah,
like,
yeah. His name's Ren. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Ren.
And then, who's the other guy? Like...
What other guy?
There's the
no, Lyser. Video. That's one of my favorites.
That's your favorite. Lyser, yeah. Sherlock Holmes?
Sherlock Holmes with the Big Ben thing. Yeah. And he had the fairy in the...
With the wire.
The wire.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess you haven't gotten
to it. So who's your favorite then, Anthony?
My favorite in the show was...
Haruhara.
In the manga so far, it's the main character, Yo.
Oh, Yo.
Yeah,
Asakura.
Yo is really cool. Because I got... like
He's got that laid back...
Yeah, he's just like, yo, whatever, I'm powerful, I don't give a F, right?
Yeah.
Like... He's got this really cool attitude, but I remember later on in the series, the Boncho guy being really cool.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's because, like, right now he's the main antagonist.
Oh, yeah, he's the villain right
he's
now.
He's the villain right now, so they're, like, kind of, it's almost like, what was it? Was it Build Fighters? Or was it, what was, there was a show where they fought with toys, but then, like, there was the Boncho, oh, LBX.
Mm.
Like, there was the really kind of gangster guy with LBX who was, like, punching, like, really.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then he turned out to be the...
Yes.
The friend. So, like, I think it's going to eventually turn into that, obviously. But, yeah, so, Shaman King's pretty cool.
So they're putting the spirits in their body?
Yeah, they, like, put the spirits in their body, or they put the spirits in their sword, I think. And then Yo and Ren can do, like, full, like, they have, like, full resonance or, like, full transmission or, like, something where they can...
Like, full sync?
Yeah, like, full sync, pretty much. Yeah, with their spirit forms.
Yeah.
And, man, Shaman King's cool.
Sure is cool. My favorite's Ren.
Ren? Okay, yeah. I can see that. That makes sense.
Yeah, right? Because he's like the yandere type.
he's your boy. If you're into dudes.
Who's the girl again?
There was a girl in that show?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
She has a bandana. Red bandana. Black dress. Blonde hair.
No clue.
Wait a minute, who is this?
Oh, Anna.
Anna! There we go.
Okay. I played a card game, a physical card game called Sentinels of the Multiverse.
I've heard of this.
It is a player versus game type of game. So you are a set of pretty much like very closely copyright infringement heroes. Like it's pretty much Superman, Captain America, all the different stuff you can think of. And you fight off against certain villains. So all the players are on a team. And there's your deck, which is your character. There's the villain deck and his special powers. And then there's an environment deck.
Mm.
So depending on the environment you play, you can either get effects that are for or against you.
Yes.
And also the boss's turns are pretty devastating because it's supposed to be like 4-on-1 or like 5-on-1. I heard there's expansions where you can play a mini villain for each player in the game.
Mm.
And that kind of changes certain things up. But so far, there's one supervillain, and you're a team of superheroes, and you have to defeat it. So each different hero has a different role. So there's support classes, there's DPS classes, tank classes, and stuff like that. But just overall, it was a pretty fun board game. There are a ton of cards. So I think my friend bought the main game and he bought all the expansions. Or he had to sleeve 1,500 cards. And yeah, it was, the boxes are not light. They are just stacked to the brim full of cards. But it was really fun. I played the Chrono Ranger. He is a bounty hunter that can travel through time collecting Chrono bounties. Ranger. My one friend was a bard-like character. There's a female Batman character.
Mm-hmm.
She can get a utility belt. So pretty much the game is very simple. How the turn starts out is that you can lay one card down from your hand. You can use one power. So your power is either on your character card or on an equipment, and they do different things like an attack or power up. And then at the end of your turn, you draw a card and you end your turn. And then it goes around, and then it's the villain's turn. And the villain's turn is usually something devastating. So we played one called the Matriarch.
Okay.
And she used it's pretty much, she was like, she controlled birds. And she had one card where it was like, keep flipping over cards off the villain deck until you don't hit a bird card. And then play the card that stopped it and all the bird cards at the same time. So you would get attacked by like a flock of birds. And then you'd have to kill them off. They're all very weak, but they're very numerous.
Yeah.
And then there was one that was, like, raised dead, and, like, all the birds you've defeated put them back into play for this turn.
Sucks.
And stuff like that. So the villains are very devastating, but, like, you have to work as a team or else you're going to get killed.
How many players?
I think it can go up to however many, at least, like, you want. But
jeez.
At one point, I think there's probably a max, because at some point we had, like, 6 players against one villain, and it just made it way too easy.
Okay. Because
we were just, like, doing so many status debuffs and different kind of attacks that it totally nullified this person.
Yeah.
And also the environment can really play for or against you. So there was one villain we faced. She had the most health out of any of the villains. She had 210 health. She was pretty much the Earth. Like, she was Gaia incarnate. And her thing was to infect the environment. So if you had, like, if there was, like, lands or forests and stuff, she would manipulate them. But the environment we were playing in was pretty much just the Justice League Tower.
Yes.
So she couldn't affect anything in a man-made structure, so we just, like, pooped on her.
Cool. Right?
So you kind of got to mix and match, and you can get different stuff like that. It was a really fun game. And the last thing I did, PSN Plus came out with a bunch of new games.
Yeah.
So I played Ollie 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're all, like, indie games this month.
Yeah, they're all, like, indie games. So it's, like, Ollie, Counter Spy, Valiant Hearts.
Oh, I want to play that one.
Yeah, so that's free too. Yeah, did you play it?
I started it.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I really want to play that, but I've started playing Ollie because it's just skateboarding. So it's a 2D skateboarding game, and every level is like pretty much like it's an obstacle course that you got to grind, hop your way over, do tricks and stuff.
Yeah.
And you get a high score at the end of the level. It's pretty much like playing the mall level only in Tony Hawk.
Oh.
Where you just go down one thing to the end of a level, and then you go to a new level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, it kind of controls like Skate, if you've ever played Skate.
Really?
To Ollie, you have to flick the stick down and up. To do like a pop shove it, you twist it to the side.
This looks like a lot, because I never got that from the...
Yeah, I thought it was going to be very like binary, like X to jump, square to grind, and stuff like that, but it's not. It's kind of Skate controls.
Cool.
I feel that really hinders it. From you doing,
From
you doing the more advanced moves, like you can do stuff. You can do a backflip in the game, but like it's like almost Metal Gear Solid 2 level of convoluted.
I also need like
controller manipulation.
Three hands?
Yeah, like so this one trick you can do. So you can do the trick on the stick, and then L2 and R2 are manipulators.
Okay.
So you can like turn left, turn right.
I can deal with that.
Do backflips, grabs. But the thing is, so like there's one trick where it's like. Pull it to the left, go down to the bottom, back up to the top.
Yo, it sounds like Power Geyser.
Yeah, it's like Power Geyser, but you have to do it at like blistering speeds because this game is super fast, and also while holding certain buttons. The other thing about this game is that since each level is very individualized and short, if you crash, that's the end of your run.
You start from the beginning.
You have to start from the beginning.
Oh,
so
no.
The only way to get like the really high scores is to A, make it to the end of the level. And B, combo all the way to the end of the level. So you got to start from the beginning and find this optimal route to go through the whole level with and not crash.
Well, you know what? To be fair, for high score runs, that's what you'd be doing.
That's anyway. What you'd have to be doing anyways, yeah.
But I guess if you just want to play the game.
Yeah, so like right now I'm in the third of 5 worlds.
Yeah.
It's like a Wild West theme. And
cool.
Yeah, so you start off in Ollywood, which is pretty much Hollywood.
Oh my god.
And then you go to an Aztec temple. And then you go to the Wild West. Uh-huh. And they have things like you're grinding on top of trains, and
that's awesome.
And they have like launch ramps where the end of the ramp is a gun, so when you shoot off it, the gun shoots, and it's like, ah, like Wild West sounds. Thanks. There is another level I forget after that, and then the final level is the future, and you're like grinding on robots and like space stuff.
That's funny. So I remember I used to play the one in the GBA, and man, I
was like Tony Hawk game on the GBA.
Yeah, I used to just be such a little twerp and just like. I find the bowl.
Yeah.
Spider-Man would do a special, and I would leave it and go do something else and come back like, oh, look at my school.
Yeah, if they didn't want you to manipulate it like that, why wouldn't you do it? Like,
obviously, I cheated. I had, like, perfect balance. So like,
oh, I didn't do that. But, like, there was the one move where he'd, like, keep you in the air.
No, but I did it where, like, he just, like,
oh, so you just did the one grind and you just left it.
And
yeah,
came back.
Yeah.
I was such a twerp. Okay.
Really but, yeah, it's actually really fun. Like, I feel it would be better if there was a button option, kind of in the vein of Tony Hawk, just because it's a lot easier to control, and because this game is so fast, getting these very complicated movements in on the joystick take either too much time, or if you try and rush it, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
And you'll just end up doing a regular ollie instead of doing, like, any sort of trick at all. So that's kind of disappointing. But, man, people are really good at this game.
I bet.
Like, the first level, someone has, like, 600,000, where my high score is, like, 20,000. Whoa. And I'm like, what? And so I'm just, like, looking at YouTube videos, and people are going crazy. But it's right up my alley. It's very quick. It's very fast. It's a high-score game.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah. I just have this problem. Like, whenever I turn on my PlayStation or my Xbox, and I go to the indie game one, I'm like, I'm just wasting my money here.
It's free though.
I know, but I'm like, I didn't buy this fucking system to play an iPhone game.
Xbox Gold finally had a game I wanted to download on free for gold.
Oh, really?
Which was iDarb. It's like a sports game that's controlled by hashtags, and the game changes based on like its hashtag aggregates.
That's ridiculous.
And it like changes the
sport.
And it changes like rules and stuff. It's pretty cool. So it's like a fan run type of thing.
Yeah. But I'm sure I'll get around to one of these eventually. So
I think afterwards, for next week, I'm going to try and play Counter Spy, because I hear it is very short.
Okay, I'll try and play Transistor.
I still have that too. I still have to play Transistor as well. Yeah. That's the thing with, almost turning into Steam, the PlayStation for me, of where like, it's not cheap, it's just straight up free.
Dude, we had this conversation a couple weeks ago.
So like, I just have this backlog.
The free games thing just devalues games in general.
Yeah. And, like, you can totally make the argument that it's like, oh, it's, like, bringing your experience out to new people, and then people who didn't get it can buy it. It's, like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
It's, like, that's, like, the reason, like, I only buy Steam games now, either on summer sale, Christmas sale, or on Humble Indie Bundles.
Yeah.
And that's it.
What else have you been playing or doing, or is that it?
Monster Hunter, Majora's Mask.
Yeah, we'll talk about more of that later.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I finished the most tedious side quest in Majora's Mask for the Lover's Mask.
Okay.
Which like takes the whole 3 days. Yeah. So but the thing is the new time skip mechanic really helps it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that,
time skip.
It's been pretty good. It's been pretty fun. Got some candy.
Well, also we wanted to let you guys know that Anthony's gonna be borrowing out his copy of Final Fantasy X and X-2 when he gets it for PS4.
I'm not getting it. I already bought it.
Let us know.
So it's on the record. He says he's not getting it. It's on
the record. I already bought that. I already have the stupid $100 version from the Square Enix store exclusive, the full art book version.
Okay, but when they announced the demo for Kingdom Hearts 3 on this new one.
I almost bought Type 0 to get that demo, and then they released the whole demo on video, and I was like, phew.
Yeah.
Ooh, don't have to do that anymore.
But the thing is, you don't care about the new Final Fantasy.
I totally care about Bro.
Not as much as Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
I think you guys overestimate my love for Kingdom Hearts and underestimate my love for gummy ships.
That's true. Gummy ships.
Okay, fine.
If it's just like this demo is exclusively gummy ships, then maybe.
What if it is and it carries over to the real game?
Then I'm like, damn. Maybe I need to buy it.
Anyways, so last week we had a bit of an info session.
Okay.
On me and Blaven partook in the get to know the anime stereotypes.
All right.
Okay. And I remember we used to do this, a little the sort of get to know the cast a bit more type scenarios.
Okay.
So this week, I asked Blavin and Anthony to come up with a list, no matter how big or how small, of their absolute favorite franchises. Now, the only restriction I put on it was it had to be universally acclaimed as being great.
I can't pick my actual favorites, which are like indies, like weird, obscure.
Yeah, animation. Like things that no one has ever heard about.
Yo, Beautiful Joe, yeah, that like, game's awesome.
So, but this, I mean, like, but this totally includes completely retro things as long as it's universally popular. Recognized. Okay. So do you guys have your lists?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you for one of them, or we're going to go around, we're going to bring one up, and you know what? Anthony, give me one. Give me something.
I have mine sorted into lists. So there's like a television list, a video game list.
Okay, give me the video game one. Anyone.
Anyone?
Yeah. One that you like.
The Yakuza series.
Okay. Of the Yakuza series, which is the one you hate the most?
Which is the one I hate the most?
Yeah.
Yakuza Dead Souls.
The worst one.
The spin-off zombie.
Okay, that doesn't game. Count. Let's count numbered ones.
Numbered ones? Probably one.
Yeah.
One is like, it's the only one with English voice acting, but it's also, like, in comparison to the next generation of games, like,
yeah.
It doesn't hold up as well. It's like going back and playing Shenmue, right? It's almost to that equivalency.
I already see where your list is going.
Okay.
You know, Yakuza is not universally acclaimed.
What are you talking about? It's universally acclaimed through no. Yakuza fans.
Blavin, show them how it's done. Show them what's done. Blavin, please.
So, my favorite series is a television series. I think it's Gundam.
Oh.
I mean, it's been through me from the beginning of my life.
Okay.
Till now. It's always been there. Okay. Always. Like, actually.
Okay.
My most hated one?
Yeah.
You obviously know which one it's going to be.
But tell me.
Guess.
No, you're going to tell
Guess.
Me. You're going to tell me.
Oh, God.
See, but again, this is too easy, so I'm going to make the question even better.
Okay.
Which is the one Universal Century series you hate the most?
Oh, God, that is super difficult. Oh, my God. Oh, I never even thought about that. I would have to say Universal Century series?
Yeah.
What's the one that I found the most? Can I count movies, or does it have to be from the
No, franchise? You can count on them. And remember, even though we say we hate the most, they're actually really good. It's just... Unfortunately, the one you like the least.
The one that I like the least? I guess I didn't really enjoy the Zeta Gundam movies. But that's because I didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
And I didn't watch the series prior.
Okay.
I wish they did a better job on making it, like, coherent. But to me, it wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pick one that we've all partook in. I'm going to pick Star Wars.
Okay.
But I'm only going to choose the first, or the...
The last three?
The original three movies.
Which one do you like the least?
I'm going to pick the controversial answer. I hate The Empire Strikes Back.
Which one is that one?
The second one.
Oh, you don't like the dark, gritty sequel, Middle Child?
I don't like movies that end in complete cliffhangers.
Then why do you like Halo 2?
Halo's cool.
But they're like complete cliffhanger at the end of the game.
No, but I mean like, that's different though.
Okay.
I mean like with Star Wars, it's like Lord of the Rings. That middle movie... only serves the purpose to bridge the first and the third.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So do you just hate trilogies?
I love trilogies, but generally I hate the second movie.
Okay.
And I guess I didn't care about learning about Luke growing up.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if you guys want to weigh in on that one.
The Empire Strikes Back?
I haven't seen Star Wars in so long.
But it has so many good quotes.
Of course it does.
I love you.
Don't get me wrong. I like The Empire Strikes Back. I just don't think it's the best one.
You like it the least.
Yeah. I know which one I hate of that.
Tell
Can
me.
You guess?
Star Wars.
What? No.
What?
It's the Phantom Menace.
No, it's the only...
The original three?
Trilogy.
Oh, I like them all, so...
No, you have to pick one.
No!
You have to pick one.
It'd be the first one. It's just boring as F.
You don't like pod racing?
No. He's talking about New Hope.
New Hope.
New Hope. Yeah.
New Hope.
Yeah.
So go around. Anthony, give me another one.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, fuck you.
What? That's like critically acclaimed as a really good manga series.
Okay.
Well, okay, fine. I'll pick something fine. Hold on. I got a list.
That one actually, I mean, that one's fine, is it not?
It is, but I just don't know if that's... Okay, fine. You can use it.
Okay, all right, here. Super Mario. Super Mario Bros. Really? Brothers.
Are you can use the whole thing? Are we just talking about NES? Are we talking about 2D, 3D?
I just put Mario down.
Okay.
Like, I really like Mario games in general.
Okay.
So which one I like the least? Mario Sunshine.
Really? No.
Yo, fuck that game.
Yo, that game is so sick. That game
sucks.
What?
Yo, I got like a jetpack and I got a clean pollution.
Are you crazy?
I don't like that game at all.
Yo, what?
I hated that playing that game.
Yo, that game was sick. Dude, when you were doing the levels, the special levels, where, like, you didn't have your backpack, the music was sick. It was, like, an a cappella, like, song.
Okay, you know, the music's cool. I still don't like playing the game.
This guy's messed.
Okay, how about, what are you blaming?
Okay, the next one for me.
Oh, no, go with the Mario one. Let's see.
The one I hate the most?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's weird. I guess I never really...
I'm gonna make it really easy. Okay, yeah. With the only Mario games you can pick from now are the three NES ones.
Okay,
pick
one, two, three.
Yeah,
I've never played anything but one.
Oh, man.
Like, wow. Like I went. Okay, the ones I played were one.
Yeah.
64.
Yeah.
Sunshine.
Okay.
Paper Mario.
Oh wow. So you didn't play the Galaxy games?
No.
Okay.
All right, Anthony. Of just the NES ones.
Of just the NES ones.
Yeah.
Two.
Really?
Because 2 is not a real Mario game. It's a reskinned Doki Doki Panic.
What are you talking about? It's a real Mario game.
It's reskinned. Mario Lost Levels is real Mario 2.
It's a real Mario game, man.
It's like, they got this weird, like Birdo's stupid face, and, like, an eagle door that attacks you at the end. Like, I don't know. That game is not Mario, and I think it is the worst out of the three NES games.
I pick one. Anyways. Blavin, what is yours?
Next one? For me, it'd be Smash Brothers as a series. Again, that's something that stayed with me from when I was younger until now. For three reasons.
This
one,
is easy. I know you're
when doing. I was younger, I played it at an international school fair.
Mm.
I didn't know what the hell was going on. I thought that the higher percentage was better.
Mm.
So I kept trying to up my percentage.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
And then when I came to Canada, I bought it for the first time. And, like, you guys were waiting for it, the Melee version. I didn't even know it existed.
Okay.
I just got it as a gift. It was, like, my favorite thing. And then I played it the rest of them. The one I like the least,
yeah,
I think, is Brawl.
That's probably the correct answer.
The one for the Wii, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one I probably
like. That's the one most people don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah.
Sure.
I have another one too after.
Don't worry. We can go as long as you want.
Oh, good.
My next one is Indiana Jones, but I'm not counting the Crystal Skull.
Oh, come on!
Yo, get in a fucking fridge and survive an atomic blast.
Because if I put Crystal Skull, you guys would pick the Crystal Skull.
Oh, yeah.
I actually don't think I've watched anything but the Crystal Skull.
Oh my god, you have been deprived.
You are actually, wow.
I don't. Okay, Dr. Jones, I don't touch anything. I hate the Temple of Doom.
I know he's afraid.
I knew you'd hate the Temple of Doom.
I know he's afraid of snakes.
Is it because of Short Round?
Yeah. I know he's afraid of snakes, and I know he swings across stuff with a whip.
Yeah.
But, like, other than that, like, my only movie experience with Indiana Jones is get into a fridge and survive a nuclear blast.
You would love it.
Okay.
But yeah, Mo. So for mine, it's easy. It's the middle one. Temple of Doom.
All
right.
Again, with the middle.
But the Indiana Jones is different. It's not, like, it's a trilogy, but they're not connected.
Oh, okay. Is it, like, Uncharted?
Yes.
All right.
It's very... Uncharted is Indiana Jones, so okay. Yeah. Blavin, would you agree? Or are you going to say Raiders?
No, I actually can't remember the third one.
With the Last Crusade?
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
And my favorite one is the second one. Because of Short Round. Which one was the one where he was getting shot at and he rolled the table and walked along with it?
Oh, that one.
I think that's the Temple of Doom.
I think that is the Temple of Doom.
Yeah, like that one. Is that the one with the snakes too? No, that was the first one.
That's
right?
The first.
The snake pit?
Yeah.
It's like, I hate
where they
snakes.
Throw him in there?
Yeah, and he's like, I hate snakes. Yeah. It's a good movie series.
Yeah, Indiana Jones is great.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Anthony. Give me another one.
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter?
You love Street Fighter.
I do love Street Fighter. I do love Street Fighter.
I would really be interested to hear what's the one you hate the most.
Yeah, I can't. You know what? We should exclude one.
Okay.
Just for.
Because, like, yeah, I'd pick one.
I mean, how much did we actually play at one, though?
Yeah.
It's up for free on the internet.
Shut up. Tell me which Street Fighter. And you know what? We'll just say whatever, like, remix versions, I'll count it. You're just doing 2, 3, and 4, basically.
Okay. Yo, 2.
Two.
I actually don't like playing. Not that it's not the thing where it's like it's the least favorite of the three good games. I just don't like playing 2.
You don't like 2.
It's too crazy.
it's too crazy.
Because it's just like yo man, I'm Balrog. I hit you once, half your life is gone, and then I hit you again, you're dead. It's too fast. It's almost in the same way I kind of hate playing. Like, I hate competitive Marvel, in where shit is so fast and so crazy.
Yeah.
That it is literally like, if you go off kilter for 1 second, you're done and the game's over.
Yeah.
Right? And there's no back and forth play. It's just like, you keep going. Oh, did you stop going forward? Okay, you lose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. I like that.
All right.
I don't think I can hit any of the Street Fighters. I think the one that I like the most is the EX ones, the 3D ones.
Oh, those are great.
Yeah.
Skullamania?
Skullamania was
pretty good. Oh, man.
No, you gotta pick one that you don't like.
Does Rival Schools count?
No.
No, Rival Schools is separate.
Yeah, okay.
It's 2, 3, and 4. That's all. That's your only choice.
What?
Which one do you like the least?
Yeah. I can't say Alpha?
Nope, you can't. It's just 2, 3, and 4.
Just main numbers.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I guess it's gonna be 2.
Oh.
Street Fighter 3 is like one of my faves.
I know it. I know you guys love 3.
Oh, God, do I love it. Oh, okay, wait. 3, Third Strike, though.
It doesn't matter. They're all...
He's saying he's lumping together all
the... All the versions are together. Doesn't matter. All
right, cool.
I'm surprised you didn't pick 4.
You know, I like 4, actually.
I am surprised you didn't pick 4.
You don't want to like 4? Because they put 3 characters in it.
So you like 4 when it became Super Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Arcade version 2012.
I'm at the EX Super Bowl.
Sapphire Ooh. Edition.
Sapphire edition.
Right, least favorite Pokemon series.
Oh my God! Yes, that's what I was gonna talk
least
about.
Least favorite.
My least
Pokemon.
Favorite.
Least favorite Pokemon.
Yeah, I got it.
Does it have to be like I can't pick like Pokemon Pinball?
No, it's one of the main series, and for whatever, Red and Blue are one. Like Red, Blue, and Yellow are one.
So generation, okay. You mean?
Yeah.
What generation? It's easy for me.
Yeah.
Ruby and Sapphire.
I'm with you. I am with you.
So okay, it was.
It was
Red Blue. Green, Red, Blue, Yellow.
So yeah. Gen 1, then Gen 2 was Gold and Silver.
Gold and Silver.
Gen 3 was Ruby Sapphire.
Ruby Sapphire.
Emerald.
What was Gen 4?
Oh, Gen 4 was...
Wasn't it Black and White?
No. Was it?
No, it was Pearl.
It was Pearl. Diamond Pearl.
Diamond Pearl.
Oh, but those were good because they were on the DS.
Diamond Pearl, then it was...
Black, X and Y.
X and Y.
No, Black and White, then X and Y.
Black and White, then X and Y. Yeah. So I've never played Black and White, so I can't pick that.
Right, because there's Black and White 2.
And then X and Y.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's Ruby and Sapphire.
Yeah.
As much as I love Kyogre, probably.
Really? Ruby and Sapphire.
Yeah, like, I don't know, the other games are just too good.
Too good.
They're too good.
Yeah, you know what? After doing Gold and Silver with the two cities, and you go to Ruby and Sapphire, and you're like, what happened?
Yeah, where did... That's probably, you know what? That's probably the biggest disappointment. Because Gold and Silver, you're like, yo, 2 continents.
Yeah.
Sick ass.
Yeah.
And then you go to 3, you're like, 1 continent. What? It's garbage.
But the thing is, Ruby and Sapphire was on the Advance, not the regular Game Boy. It was the first next-gen Pokemon.
It's 2 continents.
Okay. No, I agree.
And then Crystal happened, and that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I gotta find my copy of Crystal. Man.
Crystal. Yeah. Suicune.
And then you get the Relicanth, and if you like teach the Relicanth a certain move, and it's in a certain position in your lineup, you can go underwater into the Regi Cave and release the Regis.
Mm.
Man. Regi, man. Those are good.
Sorry, Blevin, did you have one or was Pokemon yours?
The Pokemon was the one.
Okay.
So that's been with us for a while, but I can think of another one.
Okay, do you need another round or do you want
to... Yeah, let's do it. Legend of Zelda.
Ooh. Okay, do we want to blanket the whole Zelda series?
Yeah, let's do it. Everything.
Oh.
Can we take out the CDI games where it's like,
excuse me, Yeah, but I mean, come on. Play the ones you only played.
Okay.
Right. How about let's just do the main series?
All right.
Like, I don't want to talk about Hyrule Warriors.
Hey, bro.
Okay.
I don't want to do Link's Bow Adventure.
Only the ones that are in, like, the Zelda Historia?
Yeah, the ones that count.
Okay. Well, CDI games are in there, but I haven't played those.
Mm-hmm. This is easy for me.
I know what you're gonna pick. I'm gonna hate you for
it.
Is
it?
Yeah, this is really easy for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's really. If we're counting all the mainstream Zeldas, yeah, this is really easy.
Oh, I know where it is.
What?
Zelda 2!
I knew it.
Oh, shit, I thought it was gonna be Wind Waker.
No. I actually thought you were gonna pick Majora's Mask.
No. I don't think Majora's Mask is bad. I just think it's full of bad ideas.
It's full of great ideas!
It's full of half-baked ideas, and you know it.
Oh, it's like so good. Get masks and stuff.
What about you?
I think we should have split up in 2D and 3D, but...
Do you want to split it up into 2D and 3D? Because like, I'm just going to pick 2.
I haven't played enough of the 2D and 3D games. Like, of the ones I've played, the one I enjoyed the least would have to be A Link Between Worlds or whatever.
Oh, the newest one.
No, not Link Between Worlds. Link to the Past.
What?
Yeah, actually, you know, it's like, meh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Blavin, get out.
I think it's because I didn't have the nostalgia you guys did.
I don't know if I've ever played a Link to the Past.
What is wrong with you? What world do we live in?
I played Link's Awakening.
You say Link's... What did you say?
I don't think I've ever played a Link to the Past. I've played Link's Awakening.
You haven't played Link... Oh, yeah. I just didn't have the nostalgia. I started with Link's Awakening.
And I
then
did, too.
I played Oracle too. Seasons and Ages. Mm-hmm. Then I went to the... 64 ones.
Yeah.
Then I played Wind Waker. No, I played Wind Waker, then the 64 ones.
Ooh.
Do you know I've never played the original Ocarina of Time? I've only played the Master Edition.
Oh, on the GameCube?
Yeah! So I don't even know what the original one's like.
It's the same.
It's the same.
Yeah.
It's identical.
No, but yeah. I heard the dungeons are different.
No, puzzles
are... Not, it's identical.
I think Master... There's changed it a bit. It's not like the 3DS one where they completely redone the Water Temple.
Master Quest has the boss run, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah.
That was it.
To avoid picking two,
yeah,
I'm going to say one. The original Legend of Zelda.
How can you say that?
Because, you know what? I also did not grow in that game. When I got my NES as a kid, like, A, the Super Nintendo had already been out.
All right.
And B, I bought Zelda after the fact. Like, I was, like, 18. And I played it, and I'm like, this is not, like, how was I supposed to know I was supposed to go into this cave from the start? Like, I was running around without a sword, and I'm like,
yeah.
What is this?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
I got one.
Go.
Sonic.
Woo!
And I'm counting all... Okay, we're splitting into 2D and 3D.
So for 3D Sonic?
Yeah.
3D Sonic's too easy.
No. 3D Sonic, like, we're not doing that, the CD stuff. We're just doing, like, the Sonic Adventure type stuff or, like, the stuff that's...
Okay, the 3D Sonic is way too easy.
Okay, which one is it for you?
The one where he turns into a hedgehog. I mean, a werewolf.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad.
The werewolf. Oh. Wait, Shadow Sonic game?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Shadow the Hedgehog fucking sucks.
I don't count that as a Sonic game.
Come on. Yo, they're like, yo, we need to make him with attitude.
Dude, that game's called Shadow the Hedgehog.
She's a bunch of guns.
Of course it's not a Sonic game.
Okay, I pick the 2006 Sonic that came out for PS3 where he kisses a female, like a human female.
Yeah. Which one was that one?
Yeah,
I know. The first 3D open world one.
Yeah.
Which one was that one?
It came out like right
Sonic at the... Adventure?
No.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be, like, his comeback, right?
Yeah, it was supposed to be his comeback, and it was total garbage.
Yo,
and then he had, like, an interspecies relationship with this human girl.
Yeah, I actually didn't like that one.
Okay,
so... I actually didn't like Sonic Adventure 1.
Okay.
I didn't like it as much as the second one. The second
Sonic
one,
Adventure 2
like,
is really good.
Yeah, I feel like it was a leaps and bounds in improvement. Okay, let's go back to the...
2D only? The real conversation?
The ones that I only know are Sonic 3, Sonic 1, and Sonic 2.
Okay.
I never played Sonic and had Knuckles.
Sonic and Knuckles... Amazing.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Sonic and Knuckles is really good.
So is Sonic 3, though.
Dude, Sonic and Knuckles.
I never beat that game.
Okay, so this one's easy for me.
What?
Sonic 1.
Yeah, same show shit.
Because 2, you got Tails.
2, you did get Tails.
Tails is the man.
I think 2 is the best.
What? 3 is pretty good.
3 is pretty
good. The graphics are
pretty good. 3 is pretty good?
3 is pretty crazy. Sonic and Knuckles is pretty crazy.
That's very true. Sonic and Knuckles is pretty crazy.
Yeah. You know, I enjoyed those side levels more than the actual game. You know, where you have to collect the orbs. Like, woot.
Is that the one where you're in, like, a half pipe?
No. It's the one where, like, the world is turning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed those way more.
So dumb. For the Emerald Crystal?
You know what? Vanilla Sonic 3.
Ooh.
You what?
You bastard.
Because when...
You like Sonic 1 over Sonic 3?
I like Sonic 1 over Vanilla Sonic 3. As soon as it's Sonic and Knuckles, then it beats it. OG Sonic 1 is really good.
Really?
No.
Like,
it's good, but it's not the best.
It's not Sonic and Knuckles good.
But it's not even Sonic 2 good.
All right, I got one. I got another one.
Tell me.
Fast and the Furious.
Oh, this is too easy.
It is too easy.
Anthony, this
Don't
is too
say
easy.
2.
I'm not going to say 2.
You can't say 2.
Of course I won't say 2. I like 2.
2's the worst.
No, it's not.
2's the worst. And if you say 3, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be responsible for my actions.
There isn't a 3.
There isn't a Fast and the Furious 3. There's only Tokyo Drift, because that's the worst
one! Oh, it's the best one!
Do you know how you know it's the worst?
How?
It was so shit, it didn't get numbered.
What are you talking about? 2 didn't get numbered, it's Too Fast, Too Furious.
I'm sorry, is there a 2 in the title, guys?
It's not part of the number, though, it's part of the subtitle.
2 was in there twice to let you know this is the second movie.
And it was, man, like, Devin Aoki sucked in that movie!
Layman, what's your least favorite Fast and the Furious?
I think I've only seen one, Tokyo Drift. I think it would be the latest one.
Oh, really?
6.
Yeah.
6.
The 5 was my favorite.
6 was the one where he jumped the bridge to save his girlfriend, right?
Yeah, it was just crazy.
Yeah, 6 was pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
5 was the best because it was the caper.
Yeah.
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 And they drove that safe through the city.
Okay, here's another one we got. Final Fantasy 7.
What's right, my least favorite Final Fantasy 7?
Okay.
So Final Fantasy 7 Crisis Core is my favorite. So regular 7 sucks dick.
So if we
okay.
If we just pick Final Fantasy, that'd be way too easy.
Why?
Because you would all probably would say like something like 13 or 1.
Nope.
I like 1.
Okay. How about, super hard. If I say just the PlayStation Final Fantasies, are you both just going to pick 7?
PlayStation Final Fantasies?
Yeah.
So...
So
7, 8, 9.
That's it.
But 8 is my favorite.
I know.
And I also like... The only thing...
Yeah, it'd be 7.
It would be... Wait, I want to know. Do you guys actually think 7's a bad game?
No.
For me, when I've gone through it, I actually think 7's a bad game.
I don't. I actually enjoyed it when I played it. However, the 8 and the 9 blew me away more than 7 did.
Same.
I don't think I gave it enough chance. I got to Aeris House, and I'm like, this game fucking sucks.
you played it way after the fact.
I played it on my PSP.
Yeah, okay.
You know, in my life, I had a choice between to play 8 or 7 first.
Yeah.
I had both of them in my hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, it changed my life when I put in the 8 one first. I think it changed my life.
You could have been a Sephiroth lover. I could have been
a Sephiroth.
Could have been all about that one-winged angel.
Not enough Sephiroth.
I love one-winged angel. That song is good.
Yeah. I think you're crazy for thinking 7's a bad game.
I think 7's a bad game.
I think you're crazy.
I think I need to go back and check. Maybe I'll buy that PC port.
Yo, it did a lot of things that were new, though.
Yeah, no, 100%, I understand its historical value.
But, I mean, the best Final Fantasy is always going to be Legend of Dragon. I mean, darn.
Volcano!
I mean...
That's pretty funny.
So, favorite Final Fantasy VII and least favorite Final Fantasy VII. Girl.
Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core is my favorite Final Fantasy VII.
No, okay. What's your least favorite Final Fantasy VII, fool?
Final Fantasy VII is my least favorite Final Fantasy VII.
Okay, how many of the 2D ones have you guys played? I've only played 1 and 2.
I played through a little... Of the 2D ones?
Yeah.
I played 1, 2... I played a little bit of the DS4.
Oh, yeah.
And 6.
I think DS4 is my favorite.
I think I've played all of them except 6.
Oh, that's crazy, yeah. See, we all have, like, such different, like, views on each
of them. I think 2 is the worst out of the 2D.
I heard it's pretty bad.
Original 2 sucks major dick.
I think 1's the worst.
PSP 2 is really good.
It was the very first.
I don't care. I think it's a bad game.
Did you guys ever play any Dragon Quest?
I played the original.
No, yeah, me neither.
No. I played the original Dragon Quest.
Oh, no, sorry. I didn't play the first one. It's super hard.
It's so hard. Yo, you want to go to these stairs? You have to walk to the stairs, go to a menu, click stairs, or click climb.
It's not even that. It's like I'm walking in the field. I'm like, I mean, I'd rather just cut through this forest, right? You literally move one pixel
too far.
Yo, 20 levels above
that's you. That's what Final Fantasy 1 is. Final Fantasy Legends on the original Game Boy was like, yo, man, you stepped one pixel too far into this forest. Werewolves. Eat it. You're dead. And you didn't get to a save point, so you have to watch the beginning again.
So have you guys ever heard of the games like Lufina?
Yeah.
Lufia?
Yeah.
Lufia? I've heard of Lufia.
Rise of the Sinistrals and stuff? Yeah. Did you like those?
I like them.
Yeah, me too.
I like them as much as I like the... what's the one with the... Breath of Fire.
Oh, man! We didn't even get to that.
I have Dragon Quarter.
Oh, God.
That game sucks.
That game, I heard, is, like, super tough.
It's crazy hard.
Well, the thing is, you have to keep dying.
You have to keep getting game overs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the third one, I think.
Okay, I'm gonna really put the real Final Fantasy question in you, okay?
Yo, dog.
Only 3D. Do not include 7.
Only 3D. Do not include 7.
Yeah.
Now, for the least favorite.
The least favorite.
I think it's 12. Oh, no, it's not 12. Oh, one more lightning.
13.
13? Yeah.
Oh, shit. I forgot to disclude. Okay, fine. Yeah. Fair.
Too easy?
Fair. Yeah, it's too easy.
I pick Lightning Returns.
It's too easy.
Okay, let's take out 13.
Okay, let's take out 13.
Oh, no 13.
Ooh.
I've never played
10-2.
I've never played 11.
10-2. This is way too easy. You could just chop off 10-2. Each one. But
main numbered series.
But I like 10-2.
But he loves 10-2, so we can't.
What
can
that do for you? So, okay, how about if I just say 8, 9, 10, 12?
No spin-offs.
What the hell is 12?
With Vaughn.
No,
11 is the MMO.
8, 9, 10. 10. I had no affinity for
10.
I had no affinity for 10, so.
I'd have to say 9.
What?
Only because...
Get out!
Only because...
Get out of here!
No, I'm surprised he likes 8.
Only because... I really enjoy 8. Good. Only because...
Shut up!
Only because I haven't finished it.
Triple Triad for Love.
Okay.
I have not finished 9, and
fair enough.
Just based on the minimal experience I've had with 9, it has to be my least favorite because I haven't finished.
Okay. It has the sweetest battle music, bro. I like that.
It's got sick battle music. And it's got melodies of life.
9 has the best everything.
Yeah.
Turn to Super Saiyan. There's that girl Beatrix who's like mad sexy.
You can do like Super Saiyan 3 in that game.
Okay, let's do the next one. Least favorite Resident Evil. First of all, which ones have you guys played? Go, Vince.
One, two, four, five, six. No, I haven't done six.
Seriously? Whoa, you played a lot.
Yeah, I've played all the main numbered ones.
So you played one,
two Nemesis.
I'm so bad. I missed out on Nemesis.
Yeah, one, two, four. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay, so I played one, two, three, four, five, six.
You played six?
Which is six?
That's the one.
The giraffe?
Yeah, with the giraffe that's giving a blowjob, or the girl's giving a giraffe a blowjob.
Yeah, yeah. I played that one. And I've played Outbreak.
Oh, yeah, the spinoffs.
Well, I'm counting them, but I have not played Zero.
I've not played Zero, I've not played Outbreak.
So, my least favorite out of all of them, I believe, would have to have been Nemesis.
Is that?
The one with Jill.
That's the one with Jill and the Nemesis.
That's three, right?
And he follows you everywhere.
Yeah, that's the one I haven't played.
I remember liking that game as a kid.
What did you not like then?
I'm going to pick two because it's the one I can't remember.
Oh, two's so sick, though.
Was that the one with Barry's blood?
No, that's one.
That's Barry. That's one, okay.
That's Barry's blood. One's a classic. It's impossible not to like that game.
Almost became a Jill sandwich.
Which one did you least like?
Least like six.
Okay.
Six is, for as all the shitty campy stuff in five, six just like doesn't learn anything. They're like, yo, it's not survival horror anymore. But wait, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. And we have like, it was way longer than it should have been.
I really, really like two, only because it was one of the first ones I've played. So I do have a lot of nostalgia for it. But I don't know, it's like, it was actually really scary. It was actually a zombie outbreak on a large scale, the whole city.
Mm.
You know, so it was like the first time that actually happened.
Mm.
Yeah. So like, you know, people can, when you go too close to the windows, arms would grab you. It's pretty, it was like, so you have tank controls.
That's a lot of the things that the original Resident Evil games was. Like, the tank controls was actually part of the scariness, right? Yeah. It's like, yo, this giant spider's running up my ass. I gotta stand still, turn around, and then run.
Okay, well, I mean, the best one of the series, though, is Resident Evil Dino Crisis.
Shut up!
Yo, Resident Evil Dino Crisis is awesome!
Guys, come on. I can do this all day.
Yo, Dino Crisis 3, when you're, like, in the future or whatever?
I didn't even play
that. Oh, that game sucks.
Okay, give me the next one. What's the next one?
I don't know anymore. I'm out.
The next one... What if we... Okay... Gainax series.
Oh, I don't know this one.
Oh, the anime?
I don't know enough.
Oh, that's easy for me.
What is it?
Fulukuli.
Oh, I hate you.
I've never seen Fulukuli, so I'm gonna have to go ahead and say Evangelion.
Evangelion.
Okay. That's fair.
That was faster than I thought it was.
That's fair. Okay, I got the best one.
Mm.
Which Metal Gear series is your least favorite?
No!
One, wait, two, three, and four.
Are
that's
we
it.
So no, it's all the solid series.
Yep. I've never played the fourth one.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to say the second one.
Oh, you motherfucker.
No, okay, whoa. Okay, to be fair, I've only completed the Twin Snakes.
Okay.
And the third one.
Twin Snakes is really good.
I've only played the second one.
Okay.
And I didn't stop because I didn't enjoy it. And the fourth one, I still have a sealed copy.
Okay. Oh, out of the solid series.
Come on, Anthony. This is where your true heart is revealed. I knew this
okay,
would be tough.
This is not because
this, would be tough.
This is
this
not
good.
This
oh,
is
shit,
not
it's gonna
because
be three.
It's going to be
This
three.
Is not because it
it's
is
going to be four.
It is not because it is the worst of the series.
It's going to be three.
It is because the other ones they're all very good.
No, he has to say three. This is only
No, it's going to be four. It's going to be four.
It's three.
Ah! Yes.
Yo, for as much as I love 70s spy Cold War era Snake, me having to fucking go to the start menu every single time to change camo was so tedious.
That's why I feel about Majora's Mask.
Yo, you know what? Shut up! I can equip multiple masks at once to my C buttons. And
not the original Majora's Mask.
To the C buttons. Yeah, you can.
Whatever.
You have three masks on your C buttons.
Told you guys. Yeah. Told you.
It has to be three. It has to be three. Two's still fucking buck wild crazy. One's classic. And then four's like real good.
Vince, you.
Four. Let's move on.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you missed the point.
What?
It just doesn't matter.
We talked about the end. It totally matters.
No, it doesn't
100%
matter.
100% matters.
That game doesn't matter.
All right, so... that's pretty funny.
100% matters for him.
Yeah, but the best game, obviously, in this franchise is Acid.
I have to agree.
Actually?
Middle Gear, yeah.
I've never played
that's
Acid.
That's the best
so
one.
Sick.
That's the best one.
It's so sick.
Okay, I want to do JoJo's Bizarre Adventure with you and me.
Okay,
with
go.
So what's your least favorite?
My least favorite one is Star Wars Crusaders.
Ooh, oh, three?
The popular one.
Yeah, it's the least interesting out of all of them.
My least favorite is Stardust Crusaders.
Oh, you guys are such hipsters.
No, it's actually like...
It's not. So like...
It's actually the least interesting.
The thing is like that series is pretty cool, but it's the start of Stans. And it's really him just starting to realize what Stans can do.
And like he just, all it is just them trying to get to one person, right?
Yeah.
In the other ones...
It's a very stock storyline.
But in the other ones, they just have so many weird things they have to do.
Yeah, like four is the murder mystery, high school murder mystery.
Yeah, and like five, they have to like...
Mafia.
Yeah, mafia. Like in three, they just have to really literally beat each monster.
Yeah, they go from one area to another area.
And hey, listen, like the fourth and fifth one, they do that, but at least in that one, like they had other missions. For example, like the Steel Ball Run one, they had to collect the Jesus parts, and they were going like all these different places to do all these different things.
And it's a horse race across America.
But this one is just like the single-mindedness where just they want to go to point A to point B and there's people in between.
It's the Final Fantasy 13 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Cool. I got another.
Oh, what's your most favorite though?
Ooh. My most favorite?
Yeah.
I usually split it between stands and non-stands.
The non-stands is like two of them, so
yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's one or five.
Okay.
You know what?
Five? Steel Ball Run?
It's one or five. No, seven Steel Ball Run.
Oh, what's five?
Five is Vente Arturo.
The gangster guy?
Yeah, the gang star.
Gang star.
Yeah, he wants to be a gang star.
I didn't realize you didn't like that one.
No, I really liked it. You said my most favorite.
Oh, sorry, most favorite. One and five? Yeah. Man, I always would pick the first ones. We always gotta pick the first ones.
Because they're the start of something legendary. No, okay, five. Five is my favorite.
Okay, there you go.
Italian gangsters, like... There's a lot of memorable quotes and like stupid villain powers.
All right, here's the next one. Okay.
All right.
Okay, your least favorite Mega Man series.
Shit, TJ.
TJ, we need your opinion. Least favorite Mega Man series.
Mega Man 2.
Is this main numbers or are we gonna go Legends?
No. I'm meaning series. So Mega Man X, Legends, Battle Network, Zero.
That's a lot of ones, man.
Yeah. Oh. You can pick whatever series you want as your least favorite series.
Oh.
Zero.
Oh, fuck you. Get out of here. Of course you pick my favorite.
I've only played Mega Man Zero, the first one.
I gotta cut you.
I didn't like it that much.
You?
TJ?
TJ? You're the Mega Man. You're the Blue Bomber lover here.
Yeah, you're the one with the
I gotta know which is the one you hate the most. Is it Legends?
It's Legends.
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta think of Legends. People can just pick it. You?
Mine?
Yeah.
Mega Man.
Original, just like numbered? Original
Mega Man.
Okay, mine would have to be X.
Oh snap!
Only because the last ones were so bad.
Oh,
you gotta agree.
The 3D ones?
Five? No, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, they were like 3D on a 2D plane.
Oh, yeah, for the PlayStation, right?
Yeah,
yeah, they were bad. But does that really make
the rest of the
Super Nintendo was
the
bad?
The only ones I like is X4.
Okay.
Okay. Do you guys know what my favorite Mega Man game is? I don't think you'll ever get it. Legends. It's from Mega Man, like the original Mega Man.
Mega Man and Bass?
Nope.
Wait, what do you mean original Mega Man?
Like Mega Man without the X. Just Mega Man.
Oh, like the what number?
Yeah.
Oh, two.
No.
Oh, three.
No.
I don't know.
Five?
It's eight.
Eight? Ooh,
really?
You know the PlayStation one with like the really cute graphics and like...
Yeah.
Isn't that nine?
Or... No, I think that's eight, right?
That's nine, because the PlayStations were 9 and 10.
No, that's the PlayStation 3 eight. Ones.
I think talking about...
Was there an original PlayStation 1, right?
Yeah, that's the one he's talking about.
Mega Man 8. Yeah, that's my favorite one. It was just like... It was so bright and colorful and like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it was just awesome.
Did you play Powered Up?
That was a remake of 1, right?
Yeah.
No.
Because you're just saying bright and cute, colorful. I'm just
It's just chibi.
Shit, I played the one for the Game Boy Color.
That's like, not good.
Yo, that's the one with like the shield dude and the Mega Man X, the first one.
Yeah.
Game was so awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Anthony, your least favorite Mega Man series?
I said it, Zero.
Oh, right. Yours was X.
Mega Man Zero.
This guy's a fool, right?
Okay, if you can't pick Legends, what would it be then?
If I can't pick Legends, it would be...
Don't say Battle Network.
I think it's fair for him to say Legends. Like, we all pick something different.
Yeah.
Would you say then X or regular?
One.
Oh, Mega Man.
Just one.
Just Mega Man 1.
Or do I have to pick a full series?
You have to pick the full series.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's why he said... Just all the bad X's at the end.
Yeah, because like if I gave you everything.
Battle Network, okay.
Was your least favorite?
Of the three series?
Of the series. Those end Battle Network games suck.
Okay. What the fuck?
The ones on Game Boy DS?
Oh, the Starlight
ones?
Yeah,
like Star whatever. Like those ones suck dick.
Okay. I just didn't like because it's not really a Mega Man game.
Yeah, that's
I think that's
true.
Why I liked it.
It's not a platform.
It's a card collecting game. It's a deck building game.
It was pretty sick, though.
It is.
Oh, it's a great game. No, don't.
It's just for me, the last ones, I bought them in hopes that they were going to be good.
But they're not.
The next ones, they're not. And the other one I really enjoyed was X4, and I guess you guys played 1, 2, 3. X1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 were great.
Those are good games.
I never got through 2 and 3.
I didn't finish 3, but I remember enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Man, we're awesome.
Yeah, you guys got any more?
Here, let me go through my list.
I think here's an easy one. Mm. Least favorite of the Marvel movies. The cinematic ones that we're all hyped up about.
The Dark Knight.
Fuck off! Get out of here!
Captain America 1. Captain America 1. That movie fucking sucks. That's a terrible movie.
I like you.
But like sometimes.
You. Sometimes.
You just
grind my gears. The Hulk.
How about we don't include that one? Because, you know, technically that's not
The Punisher.
No! Shut up! Get out of here!
I like The Punisher.
Okay, Daredevil.
No, you know what? You know what I'm talking about.
Elektra. Like...
My least favorite one would have to be Iron Man 1, I think.
1?
Yeah.
Mine's Iron Man 2.
Iron Man as well, or Iron Man 2?
2.
Okay.
The sequel. Rhodey.
Rhodey and Iron Monger.
Yeah, War Machine.
Who is your...
Wait, who was the bad guy in the first one?
The first one?
Yeah. Oh, no. Iron Monger. Then what was the second one about?
Whiplash.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, don't get attached to things.
Yeah, okay. Might be it.
Your least favorite main Sailor Scout.
That's easy.
Who is it?
Mercury.
Okay. Who's your least favorite? Raven's crying. He's like, no!
Wait, we had this conversation last week.
Mars.
Fuck you.
See?
Get out of here.
Mars.
Oh, get out.
Oh, Mars is my least favorite.
Same. Yes. My favorite Sailor Scout is the Tuxedo Mask.
Oh, Sailor Earth. Yeah, me too.
Sailor Earth.
Me too, yeah.
Oh, you mean Moonlight Knight?
No, man, everybody knows Amy's my girl. She's my main squeeze.
Oh, God.
She's my bae.
She's too easy.
It's not easy. She's humble. My babe. Yo, this is it, man. This is the penultimate one. Charmander, Squirtle, and Yo, this is it. This is the only question. This is what we're going to leave off with. Because this is the penultimate one. Because literally, each one of us will pick a different one.
I know exactly which one. I don't think you know what penultimate means.
What?
That's the second.
It's the second to last.
The second to last.
Okay, this is it, though. This is the ultimate.
Wait, hold on. Are you guys good with that? Is there anything you want to put in?
Yeah, no Pikachu. That guy's...
Like, do you want to do any other categories before we do this heartbreaker?
We should just do this heartbreaker.
Hold on. Least favorite. Kingdom Hearts, really.
No.
2. Thanks. My least favorite Kingdom Hearts, 1. 2 is a strict upgrade.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's only 2 Kingdom Hearts. I don't know what you're just talking about, so...
Yeah, those don't count.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, Lord of the Rings, I know that doesn't count.
What?
I don't think you guys care enough about Lord of the Rings.
I think you'd just pick 2 towers.
I would pick 2 towers, as would the rest of the world.
I'd also pick 2 towers.
See?
Harry Potter. I don't know. I haven't even watched all of them.
Least favorite Harry Potter?
2.
I've read all the books except for the last book, and I've watched none of the movies except for the last movie.
Mm. Chamber of Secrets. I don't like that one. The snake one?
Oh, Goblet of Fire.
That wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Goblet of Fire.
What?
It's okay.
You're a fool. That's one of the best ones.
It's okay.
All right, let's get this one going. Charmander, Bulbasaur, or Squirtle.
This is too easy.
Least favorite.
Too easy.
No, not least. Oh, is it least favorite?
Yeah, it's least favorite.
It's least favorite, yeah.
It's too easy.
Who's your least favorite?
Bulbasaur.
You have to lean into the mic for that. All right, Blavin.
No, you, man.
Least favorite.
Look, you know what? Actually, you're the cliffhanger. Mine would be Charmander.
Least favorite is Charmander. Interesting.
Yeah.
Charmander.
Wow. I'm so glad Squirtle was not said.
Squirtle's dope ass, man.
Yeah, Squirtle's the boss.
He's a fucking fire team. Okay, he's got sunglasses.
Hold on. Favorite, then.
Squirtle.
You?
Bulbasaur.
Oh! Bulbasaur? What?
Okay, so the reason I liked him so much is because I was like, oh my god, he has leech seed. How can I lose? I lose a lot.
All the time.
They hit me for more than I can heal a turn.
Aesthetically?
Charmander?
No, this is whatever. Overall, you have to pick everything.
Did you always pick Charizard at the beginning?
No, I always picked Bulbasaur at the beginning.
No, when you first started the game, did you pick Charizard?
I picked Bulbasaur.
Really?
Because he, like...
What kind of loser are
he
you?
He was... I knew... For some, I didn't have the game when it came out. I already knew the progression of the gyms at that point. So I knew, like, Bulbasaur just most...
What a fucking loser.
Bulbasaur just most through the first gym.
Kid Anthony is such a bore.
Yeah. Man.
No, but... So, like, my favorite is... My favorite
based on logic?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so dumb! What the hell?
He most through the first gyms. He just fucking rips shit apart. No, so I picked... but my favorite is Squirtle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, my favorite Pokemon of all is Squirtle, so...
Oh.
This was always easy for me.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
My favorite Pokemon of all?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I totally forget who it's... It's Nidoking.
Nidoking?
Yeah.
Just fissure all day?
It's just... He looks so badass. And, I mean, when he was level 13, you couldn't lose. Do you know why?
Why?
Because when you... You get a Nidorina, right? He grows when to level 12 or whatever.
Okay.
And then you evolve it with a Moonstone forcibly. When he gets to level 3, he gets Thrash.
Oh, wow.
Thrash is, like, that super thing, and then you get confused. It doesn't matter. Because, like,
dead.
You're killing everything in, like, 2 hits.
Wow.
So that's why I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, my favorite Pokemon is Scizor. Scyther with a metal coat.
The fact that he's Gen 2 immediately disqualifies you.
Why? Do I have to pick a Gen 1?
I'm sorry, but like 151 or nothing.
My favorite Gen 1, it's Snorlax.
It's not Magikarp?
No, it's not.
I thought all of them were just Magikarp.
I thought we're all going to pick Magikarp.
Did you guys all buy the Magikarp right at the beginning?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because you knew.
No, I didn't know Magikarp, but I was like, whoa, Magikarp, this is a Pokemon I haven't seen before. It fucking sucked. It's like, I'm a Splash. And it turned into a Gyarados. So I was
Snorlax?
Yeah, Snorlax.
It's kind of like you.
It's exactly like Anthony.
I'm not fat.
You're lazy.
I'm hella lazy.
We need a flute to get you up.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Those are good days. Play those when before we were jaded.
Like, these mechanics are too slow.
But now it's back then we're like, man.
Well, there you go. I
feel like we went a long time with that one.
Charmander, eh? No one likes him?
TJ likes Charmander.
Oh, really?
Man, starting out, that game sucks.
Yo, scratch that Onix. Scratch it.
It's like, man, I got Ember. Brock's like, hey, how you doing?
How's it going?
How you feeling?
And then when you beat Brock, you're like, yes, and you get to Misty.
She's like, hey, what's up?
Man. Water gun, bubble beam.
It was rough.
You know who I beat those gyms? Butterfree? Do you know this trick too?
No, you told me about it, though.
He gets confusion at level 13.
I know, that's crazy.
It's insanity.
Butterfree's awesome.
And it destroys everything.
He's like, oh, nobody's even seen a psychic move since here.
Yeah, but see, that's why it sucks, because if you get red, because then you have Beedrill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can still catch Butterfree, or Caterpie.
Oh,
it's like
rarer.
0.2%.
Yeah, that's right. It's like catching a Pikachu in Viridian Forest. It's super rare.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, Charmander, just scratch, fainted. No! Why?
Man, the one time my sister deleted my save file on Blue.
Did you cry?
I had like almost all the Pokemon, and so I had to start over again, and I started with Charmander, and I was like, no, my Charmander is gonna beat Brock single handedly. I just was like totally stubborn about it, so I grinded him up to like level 20 in the Viridian Forest.
I still lost.
And I beat him.
Oh, okay.
But he was so over leveled, and grinding was so slow because I'm beating like level 4 Pokemon.
You know, in the subsequent versions, they made it easier by giving him Metal Claw.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They did.
So he could smash up the little rock over.
Yeah.
And he got it at a low level, too.
Yep. I was like, man.
Boo.
Taking away the original.
Yo, remember the times when we thought, like, all the moves like Tail Whip and shit were the worst?
Yeah.
And then now it's like all people do.
I still don't do that.
Yeah, shit's insane.
I just like, yo, I got Fire Starter. It's like Blaze Kick, Flamethrower, Fire Blast. Flamethrower. Done!
Yeah, the one day when you give your, like, your dude, or your Blastoise Earthquake, and you're like, oh my god, he can kill electric Pokemon.
Yeah. I remember my Articuno had Ice Beam, Blizzard. No, it was my Blastoise, sorry. My Blastoise had Ice Beam, Blizzard,
Hydro Pump,
Surf.
So who did you guys like from the second gen? I know we can go at least this far. It was Typhlosion, Feraligatr.
Oh,
Feraligatr!
Yeah,
Totodile.
Yo, Totodile was sick.
Totodile was awesome.
Oh, Bayleaf.
Bailey?
Chikorita.
Which was like a, you never really knew she was going to turn into a dinosaur.
She turned into the long necks.
Yeah, you know, her first form is kind of like, what is that?
And then her second form is like, I'm a thing with a fancy hat.
Oh, you're a dinosaur.
Oh, you're a long neck. You're the shitty dinosaur.
Do you remember that there's like a banana dinosaur in that one? You know what I'm talking about? He was a brown dinosaur with leaves on his neck, and he had a banana growing under his tree.
Oh, it's also a long neck. Is that a pea?
I don't know.
I forget. I remember him.
All right. Well, there you have it. That's what...
Sorry. That was the penultimate. Okay. The ultimate question.
I was going to say I have the ultimate question.
Okay, go.
No, you tell me.
We'll decide who's penultimate and who's ultimate. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, but Jen is third place right now.
Yo. He looks fossil or don't fossil. Come on.
I was going to say, who's your least favorite podcast member?
Ooh. Oh!
Blavin.
You can't pick yourself.
Blavin.
Okay. You can pick yourself.
Low self-esteem only allows me to pick myself.
Okay. Claws are out. Let's do this.
Oh my god, that would be so funny. Believe it.
Oh, are you thinking about
Anthony's
it?
Anthony's thinking. We're not thinking about it.
Rebecca.
Oh,
she's not the
name.
She was on a host at one
point.
Dude,
you know I just meant between us three.
I know you did, but I love you all equally.
Okay, I'll also include TJ if that helps.
TJ! Got it!
I love TJ the most.
He's a producer. The show won't happen unless he... He's always holding up the boom mic.
Man.
For hours on end.
I think I'll go it by the person who gets on my nerves the most.
Oh, yes!
Let's do this.
Blavin.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Blavin gets on my nerves the most.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Blavin votes for himself.
Yeah. Blavin gets on his own nerves the most.
Yeah, absolutely.
I vote for Blavin as well.
Yeah, yeah. This is how it is, man.
Because I'm going by attendance record, and you clearly lost.
Yeah, absolutely. I flick out the most.
So there you have it.
And I always
feel so bad.
And I always instigate Anthony. No, it's true.
Don't feel bad. Feel proud.
Yeah. So how funny is it that there's a unanimous vote on a three-person podcast for somebody in the podcast?
We've already decided that, like, the first person to lead this podcast is you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wait. We still got candy.
Okay, yeah. We'll go
on. Blavin ate his already.
Sneakily.
When?
TJ here.
That's why I said
but Blavin knows about this stuff.
Yeah, so this is milky. I think Blavin loves it. So
yeah, I like
it. Oh, wait. I think I know what this is. Hold on. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what this is.
It's like a dairy candy.
It is. It is. Like there's also one with the rice paper wrapping.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like I'm eating milk.
Yeah.
Hence the name.
That's the name. Milky.
I thought that just meant the texture, but like literally, it's like I'm just eating milk.
Yeah.
Know who hates this candy? My parents. I was like, yo, try out this weird candy. They're like, sure, I'll try anything once. They pop it in their mouth, immediately spit it out. They're like, what is this garbage?
Garbaggio.
And then they're like, oh, Anthony, why can't you just be white? I don't understand.
Do your parents say that to you?
No.
Oh, because I'd be like, that'd be awesome. If your Italian parents were just like, why can't you just be white, Anthony?
They think I'm way too much into, like, Asian culture stuff, like, 100%.
Oh, I do too.
And my dad teases me on it.
I think you're way too into it too.
Yeah.
Weeb harder.
No, weeb smarter, not harder.
There's no such thing as a smart weeb.
You know, I never knew I could win because you and Vince are a power couple and me and TJ are a power couple.
Why are we a power couple?
Because you come over to Vince's house and watch the race with him, and you guys, this is how it's like. This is Anthony and Vince watching the race together.
Yeah.
It's quiet.
It's funny because it's actually...
It
is. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
That's literally what happens. And then, like, there's, like, a really nice turn or, like, a, like almost crash. It's like, oh, man.
And then Anthony's like...
It's not Anthony's fault, though. The thing is, I'm so into Formula One that when it's on, I just don't really care about my surroundings anymore.
I ask him questions sometimes.
But speaking of Formula One, Formula One is back this weekend, coming back. First season happens in Melbourne on the...
Melbourne.
15th, I believe? 15th, 16th, so good. Yeah. I hope you all tune in. I'm going to tune in. I'm going to live tweet the race.
If you guys want to send us milky, bags of milky or super lemon, do it.
Feel free.
P.O. Box.
And if you ever want to write in, it's always at tnib.letters@gmail.com.
And if you want to vote for the new podcast host, that's not Blayman, send us a shout on Twitter and Facebook.
You're with us forever.
Which is like a double-edged sword. Because if I'm the one that nobody likes, why are you keeping
it's
me?
It's not that we don't like you.
I don't even like you.
Yeah, remember, the categories was like, it's of your favorites, which is the one you like the least.
Yeah. So we don't hate you.
Yeah, we never said we didn't like you.
You just get on my fucking nerves all the time.
It's just like on a bar graph, your bar is just a little bit lower than the other ones.
Like, it's like a little bit. Guys, there's like... Is this inflated?
Like, I like me at 100, like Vince is at 99, and TJ's at 99, and then, well, TJ's at like 101.
Okay.
And then you're at 98.
Yeah.
No.
You're just, okay, 97.
You're still up there, you're just not with the rest of us.
You're the same, different.
I love it.
You're like...
Well, let's just say this is payment for when you ruin my wedding.
Like, you know...
Okay, alright.
This is a good comparison.
Fair enough.
Let's say, hypothetically, we're all rich, okay?
Okay.
Me and Anthony are white collar.
Yeah.
But you're blue collar. That's all it is.
Oh,
just the difference. But that doesn't mean you have any less money than us.
Yeah, I'd be like the new money, you'd be the old money.
Exactly.
I'd be like actually ruining people's lives and like, oh, I got to foreclose your
house.
Yeah,
but you're the one like rags to riches. You know? Save from the world.
You and your magic career.
Exactly.
Hardworking.
But we can't relate to you.
Vince can't relate to
you. You understand? We were just born into this rich life.
You were born into riches. Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode.
I love this segment the most. Let's just say that.
This is a good segment.
This is a good segment.
I'm glad you
get to know us. Yeah.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Next time, sexual positions.
Okay. Look forward to that next week.
Least favorite.
Bye-bye.
Bye.